We're talking with Becky Gulsvig, who is going to be on stage at Shea's for Beautiful, the Carole King musical. Becky, it's quite a run. Started in Providence in September. It goes all the way to San Francisco next September. And the role you're playing is half of the songwriting team, Cynthia Weil and Barry Mann.
Well, Cynthia is the lyricist half of the Mann-Weil team. She's a really fun character to play. First of all, they're still alive, and they're still friends with Carole King. So that's always something new to play someone that is a real person at all and could also send you an email or tweet about you, which she has done. So, but she's such a fun role to play. She's so smart and sassy and strong and brave. And in this show, you know, they just really do a great job of portraying the friendship that it took to get through this particular time in Carole's life. And, you know, the competitive edge, the fact that they were such great friends but such great competitors is so entertaining to follow, because they literally went on vacation together so that the other team wouldn't write songs while they were gone. So it's that drive and that passion for what they do is so inspiring, but also that friendship that's underlying it all is so wonderful.
To my ear, there's a difference between Carole King, Jerry Goffin songs, and then the Weil Mann songs seem different.
I just think it's different because it comes out of different people. I think they're both wonderful in different ways. And I think when you combine both catalogs of songs into one show, you've got a double winner. Everyone loves Carole King's music, and not everyone right off the bat knows Cynthia and Barry's songs until you start playing them. And then everyone goes, oh, Love and Feeling. Oh, Walking in the Rain. You know, Both of the King, Goffin, and the Mann-Weil collections, they invoke such nostalgia amongst our audiences.
One of the things that bugs me when there's a single singer on stage with a lot of hits, after the first couple of chords, some people, you know, start to cheer and applaud, and then after the first couple of words, other people. I'm kind of hoping that during the musical, the audience just lets you present the songs without going crazy at hit after hit.
Well, then I think you're probably coming to the wrong musical.
Oh, no.
Because people love this music. Oh, yeah. I mean, people absolutely, they absolutely react when the songs start in this show, because I think they feel so nostalgic for these songs. But there is this great line in the beginning of the show where Carole says, when I hear a great song, I feel like I have a friend in the room. I want to do that for people. And I think that that's exactly what Carole King did. She spent her career writing these amazing songs that made people feel like they had a friend in the room. And when they come to see our show, they're coming to see a friend, and they're coming to see a part of their own history based on the songs that they loved when they were somewhere special, or the song that they heard when they lost someone special, or when they fell in love. And when you hear those songs start, they're just inspired to clap or talk or every once in a while sing along. It's not a full sing-along, don't worry. But you know, in most shows it would be strange. But in this case, people are coming already knowing and loving these songs and this character. And so then the fact that they get this great story that they might not have necessarily known ahead of time on top of the songs, it's a really great package. But yes, they do sometimes react during the song.
How would you compare Beautiful to Jersey Boys? We've got iconic songs, a compelling life story. Everyone loved Jersey Boys, so I'm assuming if I love Jersey Boys, I'm going to love Beautiful. What do you think?
You really are. I think that there are a lot of similarities. You know, some people go as far to say as it's the Jersey Boys for girls, but I don't want to put it in any sort of box like that, but it is a similar thing where you've got songs you know and you're getting the story behind it. It flows, it's funny, it's heartbreaking, it's got full range of a great story, but it actually happened, which is even more amazing.
I'd like to talk about you for a minute, if you don't mind.
Sure.
Tapestry came out in what, 1971? Were you even born then?
I was not. I was born in 82.
Does that present any challenges? You mentioned that the performers that you're representing on stage are all living.
Yeah.
But still, they're kind of historical at the same time. So how did you study for the role?
I obviously listened to as much as I could, and the beauty of the internet is you can literally Google them and find all their clips, and you can order the books and read about them and do all of that sort of stuff. But I will say that even though I was not born when the music came out, I was incredibly familiar with the music growing up. I think that's the beauty of Carole King, and even this, the Man Wild collection of songs. You know, I was familiar with so many of the songs, not necessarily realizing who wrote them, but that's what's fun about this show, too, is you think, oh, I know these three songs they sang, I don't know anything else, but then you realize you knew so many more. But I tried to be thorough in my research and really read up and watch things, and then also, you know, to sort of get the vibe of that building. I didn't realize just what a hit factory those buildings were, the Brill Building and 1650 Broadway. That was an education just to sort of try to get that vibe into the building of my character and just that feeling. And that happens more with the cast, and you start to roll with the songs and the choreography and the pace of the show. But it was pretty interesting to learn about that half of it, just how there were cubicles of people lined up writing hit after hit after hit and selling songs, and everything was yes, no, quick, go, buy, just like such New York pace. Which, you know, I can understand because I've lived in New York, but it is definitely a different speed. It's fun to learn about something that really happened, and it's fun to play characters that are smart and fast and witty and tough and good friends. So it honestly, researching and preparing for this role was a pleasure.
Along the way of Carole King's career, she was friends with Paul Simon. She was friends with James Taylor. Are any of these other famous living people going to make an appearance in Beautiful?
They are not. There's a character that's loosely based on James Taylor, but he's not technically James Taylor.
Fine with me. It's not the James Taylor story. It's the Carole King story. Do you call yourself an actor, a singer, a dancer? How do you describe yourself? What do you put on the end of your tax return when it says occupation?
Actor, but then I'm usually an actor who sings and dances.
Yeah, well, that's what I kind of wanted to get at. I'm always amazed at actors such as yourself. I mean, you can do it all, and you have done it all. I mean, you've been in, a TV soap opera? You've been in straight theater? You've been in a ton of musicals. At what point did you say, I want to be on stage? And then at what point did you say, I want to do more than act? I want to sing and dance.
Well, that all was actually how I started. I've always wanted to be on stage. I've always wanted to do musicals. I've always felt the most complete and the most prepared and the most at home when I am doing all three. It's fun to jump into other mediums, to try a commercial, to try a little bit of TV, you know, and there are different perks to doing that sort of work for sure. But theater is where I'm at home. And so that has always been what I've loved the most.
Would you recommend someone to go to New York to get a start?
I think if your goal is to only do television and film, I think that California is probably the right place, but if you have any interest in theater on top of that, then New York is great because New York is actually starting to shoot more TV and movies now. The thing that young people have to be prepared for that they may be not as aware of these days with all the television shows is that it's actual hard work. You know, you don't always get selected to win and go right to the top at age 20. You have to wait in line and wait your turn and audition and get rejected and audition and get rejected and just keep trying and fighting and learning and taking lessons. And you really have to be ready to fight for what you love to do and, you know, work your side jobs to pay the bills and then get back in the audition pool. It's tricky, but it's worth it. And I think when you have to fight harder for it, it feels that much better when you get it.
We're chatting with Becky Gulzvig. She plays the role of Cynthia Weil, Carole King's best friend, but also competitor in the songwriting business, on stage in Beautiful, the Carole King story, at Shays Performing Arts Center. 8 performances. It starts on Tuesday night. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursdays at 7:30, Fridays at 8, Saturday at 2 and 8, Sunday at 2 and 7. Becky, wow, I guess break a leg. Do they still say that?
They do.
Okay. Well, break a leg then, and thanks so much for talking with us.
Thanks for having me. Have a good day.